Monday night, Oral Gimel Talmud, Dvar Halacha, Chavisal Vavos. So we learned last night that you're not allowed to be mafsik to talk until you swallow. It's not enough to taste it, but you have to actually swallow something, even a small amount. If you speak before that, before you swallow, and if it's not me'inyan habracha, if it's not something that's negeya to the eating, then you have to make a new bracha. It's mamish a hefsek. If you spoke after you chewed, though, and there's some taste in the mouth that maybe you didn't swallow, but you chewed, so that's already some place to know that's enough, and you don't have to make a new bracha. You shouldn't make another bracha, because it's a suffix in halacha. There's a Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, it's a suffix. So once you chewed it, you don't make a new bracha, but obviously you're not allowed to be mafsik until you actually swallow it. And according to what we learned the other day, that making recognizable sounds is also asur. So even if you want to compliment the person that made the challah, so you shouldn't say until you swallow, because that's a hefsek. Okay. You have to swallow a little. L'chadchila kazayas was like, but even a small amount. Okay, we're learning Perek Sheni and Shara Precious, and we're learning about the special Precious that has to be shown, the koach of Precious that has to be shown by Jews, by people who follow the Torah, above and beyond the Precious that everybody in the world has to show. It says his definition of precious, the definition he likes the most, Chavis Halova says, is anything that's beyond Yitzrochim. Once, you know, total precious would be to be parish from anything that you don't need. You want it, it's pleasurable, it's a shmak, so you parish from it unless it's a tzairich. So that would be the goal of precious. If you want to be a parish legamri, Ashele Torah Anshei HaTorah L'shtamish beprecious. Why do Anshei Torah have to have a special precious more extreme than the whole world? Is because it's more important for the Am HaTorah to be mashlit the seichel over the yetzer. In ezemi mashem atoras haTorah lahashlit es haseichel al kol tavos hanefesh betanugos hagufnios vadofos ol aleihem. Because once you give a koach, feed the koach hamesaveh, so it gets stronger and stronger, and you don't know if you'll be able to stop when you want to. So it's a more dangerous game. So you have to it's more important to exercise self-control, to be more in control, so therefore more precious is required from the Am HaTorah. Umin yodua ki hadofas hatava al haseichel precious l'chol chet v'siba l'chol megras. What the name of the game is, what everything is totally in, is the battle is between the seichel and the tava, between what the seichel knows it should have and what the goof wants, and that's the ratio for chol chait. That's where chait comes from. That is hadofas hatayv al seichel. So it's more important for the Am HaTorah to exercise self control, and therefore they are given the task of exhibiting more self control, appreciates from anything that's beyond what's needed. So we're not talking now about Isurim, Asur Mutim in the Torah. We're talking conceptually that precious is, the Am HaTorah is given the task of being more porous than the rest of the world because it's more important for them to exercise that self-control of Seichel over Yetzer.